Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Jeannie, and I want to just say welcome to each and everyone, and thank you for taking your time this evening to be with me. You may hear me cough a little bit. I know last Monday I coughed just a little bit, and actually God was so good. He helped me get through the show. Everything seemed fine, but after the show I started to get a lot of sinus drainage and began to lose my voice some and to wheeze a little bit, and was that way Tuesday. Wednesday it started to break up, and I'm fine. Never did really feel bad, but I am still having a little sinus drainage and coughing and whatnot, so please excuse me or forgive me if I cough a little. My husband had that stuff first. I always say it's the stock show crud, whatever. He actually had it before we went to the stock show, but he's had a little harder time quite getting over it, so if you think about him, say a prayer for him. Of course, he's a little older than me, so. But anyhow, God is good. I'm thankful that the Lord allowed me to get through the program last Monday and that I'm able to be here with you guys tonight. I played that song because, as we know in the natural, the moon, it actually reflects, you know, it looks like the moonshine. They said the moon reflects the light of the sun, and it's the light in the darkness, but it's reflecting the light of the sun. And So are we in this earth to reflect the light of Jesus. We're not reflecting our own light. We're not trying to shine for ourselves. We're trying to shine for the Lord. And we are his representation in the earth. And it's so important that we always keep that in mind. With that, what I want to talk a little bit about tonight is, you know, is our mindsets, the way we think. And it can affect so many different things. But the way we think, the way we view things, you know, whether it be fear, whether it be anger, which is one that's really on my mind a lot tonight, but it can affect our – I remember hearing, I believe it was Andrew Womack one time said that many people talk themselves out of receiving prayers, answers to their prayers. They literally talk themselves out of receiving the answers to their prayers because of the way they think and the way that they even speak to themselves, the things they say. What I would say is that if what you speak out of your mind, out of your own mouth, your heart is always listening. And your heart will believe your own words quicker than it will believe somebody else's words. You know, if you're a person that you're always saying, oh, every winter, you know, I get the flu every year, your heart's going to believe that. And sadly, your body typically receives what you reach out and take hold of like that. But just some examples. I know my mom. Now, my mom, she was a really strong person in so many ways. She went through a lot in her life, but was really just had a lot of integrity, and but had just a lot of strength, mental strength and whatnot. But she would say, "I'm a worrywart. I'm a worry." And I've heard other friends, and I've got friends I've said that, they'd say, "Oh, I'm just a worrywart." Well, honestly, worry is fear. But see, when we lay hold of that by thinking like that, now, Mom didn't think of herself, I don't think, as being in fear. She thought of herself as just trying to cover all her bases and to make sure everybody was all right. But I remember even as a kid growing up, if she heard an ambulance go out, she would be immediately taking a head count. You know, and if somebody wasn't there, she'd be like, you know, get on the phone to try to call them. Of course, back then we didn't have cell phones, but, you know, be checking on them. You know, her mind would immediately seem like go to, oh, my God, was that one of my kids and was one of them in a wreck? Rather than just, you know, thinking God's got my children, or maybe saying a prayer for whoever the ambulance was going out for. But I know, you know, I've had friends and I've heard of even others, even people in ministry, like if they went to take a medication, and then there's nothing wrong with wisdom. I mean, we need to know what we're taking, what we're putting in their body. But if they go to take a medication, the first thing they do is go through all of the side effects, you know, pull it up on the internet, or if they have a symptom, and I've seen so many, you know, have an ache or a pain, the first thing they do, they're Googling, what could that pain be? And, you know, some of that stuff would make your hair stand on end if you Google all of that and you see what all the possibilities could be. And, you know, you hear it said that, what is it, 98% of the things that we worry about or that we fear never come to pass. I think that's supposed to be a scientific thing. But we can let our imagination just run wild rather than comforting ourselves in God. You know, and some of it's a learned habit. If you were raised in a home where there was a lot of fear, you know, I listened to my mom say a lot of things like that. You know, in the area where we live, there was, I don't know, a 3 or 4 acre lake that was down the road from us. And, you know, Mom, she'd be like, don't you go near that lake. Don't you go near that lake. You know, you fall in, you'll drown, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. And, you know, those kind of things, even as a parent speaking that kind of stuff to your kids, it can pave the way for fear to take hold in the lives of children. You know, if we're always talking about what this medication can do and that medication can do, and if somebody gets a little cough for something to say or gets an ache or a pain in their side and they say, oh, you know, Uncle Harry had that and he died of liver cancer, that kind of stuff, we really need to check. I mean, we need to check our hearts, our minds. We need to check our mouth for sure. You know, the word says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know, we have to go back to Christ, and how did Jesus react to things? You know, yes, he was the Son of God. Yes, he had the Spirit without measure. But we are born of we are born of God. We have his nature in our very DNA once we're born again. And some things we just have to relearn. You know, if we grew up speaking fear, listening to fear, having that ingrained in us, you have to go through a process of retraining your mind so that you become aware of those kind of thoughts. You know, and I know experiences can be a huge thing. You know, we can have experiences that cause trauma that can kind of lay a path for fear, because the trauma tends to cling to us. And honestly, sometimes it literally takes deliverance from that. But we pray for God to deliver us from trauma, to heal us of trauma, for all the residue of things of the past to be blown off of us and washed off of us, so that it doesn't have a lasting effect on our lives. You know, just a couple of days ago, one of our neighbors came over needing to borrow the tractor because they got their truck stuck across the street here. And so the wife brought the husband over here. And of course, we've got three good-sized dogs, and they bark their heads off. You know, they'll carry on. Now, they're pretty harmless, but they'll carry on. And you know, when they pulled up, now the husband, he works for a veterinarian. He's not the least bit afraid of the dogs. You know, he hops out of the truck. The dogs, they'll bark, 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 but nothing. But, you know, pulled up, and you know, he was apologizing for his wife, which there was no need to. But, you know, he said, oh, she won't get out. She's scared of your dogs. And I understand, they're big dogs. He said, but she was bit one time. And see, that's a prime example of something that happened in the past that set up a pattern of fear. Then that they're like, oh, I'm afraid of dogs because one time I got bit, and just all sorts of things. I mean, that's just one example. But we can draw things into our life by expecting it, by speaking it, by searching for it. You know, if I cannot count the times that I've seen people, you know, have a little something going on, have a headache that maybe the headache lasted for a few days or something. And the next thing they're doing is Googling, and they're like, well, maybe it's brain cancer. Maybe I have a tumor. Maybe I have a blood clot, you know, and then they're Googling strokes and all this kind of stuff. And I'm not saying that it's always wrong to check, you know, to check out things like that. But it can become almost an obsession to where that's the first thing you do. I mean, I have a friend like that's constantly Googling everything, and she has a list of ailments, you know, and sometimes we wonder, it's like, what, Lord, you know, we pray for them, but it's like, Lord, what's the deal there? What's the root of all of this? Many times there is a root. Sometimes there's a cause. It's not always something we've done, but sometimes there is a cause behind things, and maybe even a spirit that needs to be broken off someone's life. But we have to be aware of where we let our mind go. And particularly if we catch our mind going back there time and time again. I know I've noticed at times, sometimes like when you're barely awake or just wake up before you're really kind of about yourself, sometimes the enemy will try to bring thoughts then, you know. And if we're not careful, we'll grab hold of it and dwell on it. And I have had that happen before. That'd be barely awake or almost asleep. Many times, like just waking up, and a thought of some kind of worry would jump on me, and I'd be like, "That's not me, and that's not God. That's the devil." And like, And that we have to change our mindset and begin to think on the things that God has said over us, the things that the Lord has said, and the things that God's word says. You know, if you haven't had a prophetic word that you, because the word does say, the Lord told Timothy, said, war with those words you've been given, Timothy. But if you haven't received a prophetic word that gives you hope, that something that you can lean on when you're feeling fearful or feeling hopeless, then by golly, go to the word of God, because the word of God is full of hope and goodness. It says, with long life I satisfy you and show you my salvation. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, and if your soul prospers. I mean, there's just promises and good things from God there. And the other thing I want to talk about a little bit is anger. And I'll be honest, I'd say is one of those things that kind of, it gets under my skin a little bit, that the people, for some reason, it seems like there are people that think that a bad temper is something almost to be celebrated. I mean, they'll wear it like a badge of honor. They'll say, well, you know, I got a bad temper. Or, well, now, you know, the temper that runs in our family. And they'll wear it like a badge of honor. And I'm telling you, it's not, it's an evil thing. It says in the word, let me find it here. The word says in Proverbs, it says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go, lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul. It says, here it says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is holy, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, I have to say, even in anger, there's a lack of peace. You know, the Lord, he said, I'm meek and lowly. Let's see here. Yeah, about Jesus. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Now, if you're having a wall-eyed hissy fit, there's not rest in your soul, is there? If you're mad, if every little thing sets you off, and that's, you know, any emotion is something we have to learn to control. Just because we feel anger doesn't mean we're allowed just to explode like a time bomb. And I see people that, you know, they might think that one thing is wrong. You know, someone might have an emotion of lust, but it doesn't mean they can just, you know, rape somebody. Or they might have an emotion of, I don't know, I can't think of it right this moment, but anger is no different than anything else. It's an emotion that we have to learn to control. We have to change the way we think. You know, if somebody does something, you say, that makes me so mad. Well, you're coming into agreement with it, you know, rather than changing the way you're thinking. You know, my father was a bad-tempered man. He had a pretty short temper, and he would lose his cool once in a while. But even then, he knew how to calm himself down to a degree. And when I was growing up, my dad wasn't saved. He didn't get saved till he was an old man, probably, I don't know, 10, maybe 15 years before he got passed away, and he'd lived to be nearly 90. So, anyhow, Jesus, he said he was meek, and I looked up, it's like, I know so many, particularly some of the young people, they think of meekness as being weak, and it's really not. I was looking, did some checking on the internet, and I found one spot that said being meek does not mean weakness, but it does mean behaving with goodness and kindness, showing strength, serenity, healthy self-worth, and self-control. Meekness was one of the most abundant attributes in the Savior's life. He himself taught his disciples, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. Now, I don't think anybody that's a Christian would think that Jesus was a weakling or that he was bashful or anything in the, you know, withdrawn, anything like that. He was all man. He was all God, but he was all man. You know, he was brave beyond my wildest imagination. It's just amazing the bravery that he had. But yet he says he was meek and lowly in heart. He was kind. He was considerate. He didn't have outburst. And that doesn't mean he didn't feel things. Of course he did. He was a human being. But he learned how to control himself. Let's see, the dictionary says meek. Now it says quiet, gentle, and easily imposed upon. Submissive, but then it says similar, like word similar is patient and long-suffering. Long-suffering for sure. Patient for sure. That sounds like Jesus, doesn't it? Easily imposed upon. Jesus listened to people. I wouldn't say he was easily imposed upon per se, but he certainly shared his time with people. He shared his heart. It wasn't a case of, well, I'm too busy for you. When he was tired, he was still preaching to people. When he was needing rest, he was still preaching to people because his heart went out to him. But, you know, sometimes there can be anger in bloodlines. I think absolutely. Some of that stuff is passed down. Because many times if things are not broken, if one person doesn't stand up and say no to the enemy or no to something like that and begin to change the way they are and then begin to teach their children differently, you know, the word says that it with each generation it increases. So if one does not deal with that, and it can be anything, as far as generational curses, if one generation doesn't deal with it, when it goes down, the next generation, typically it gets worse and then worse again. But see, we each have an opportunity to stop that in our bloodline, or at least be one to stand up and start to break those things off. But we have to watch how we think and watch how we react. I remember, it's been a number of years back, I worked for veterinarians. Was one of the things I did when I was younger. But I was working for a veterinarian in a different, not the town we are now. And I typically worked with the veterinarian that was a horse veterinarian. We primarily did breeding farms and horse farms and things like that. And I was with him most always. A very nice, godly man. Was a lot of fun to work with. But one day, one of the other vets that worked on cows didn't have anybody to go with him while they tested some cattle and needed somebody with them just to handle the blood and, you know, bangs test and things like that, just to write, mostly do the paperwork. So I had to go with him, and I didn't know where we were going. It was just like, I need you to go with me, okay. So I went. Anyhow, we went out to a farm, and they had some cattle penned, and there was two men there. I had no idea who they were. And they began to work the cattle. I just wrote down numbers and things like that. And this one gentleman, well, he wasn't much of a gentleman. he was cussing cattle left and right. I mean, cussing a blue streak and just talking like a sailor. And I'll be honest, it offended me because, you know, I was the only woman present, and I'm thinking, and this man was a middle-aged man. You know, at that time, I was in my 20s. And, I take it back. I was probably in my early 30s. But he was just filthy mouthed and just cussing cattle, which cattle are just cattle. They do what they do. And just no restraint whatsoever in his mouth, the way he acted. And I was appalled, to be honest. And I didn't say anything. I just did my job and when we left. And when we left, I finally asked the veterinarian, I said, who was that man? Assumed he was a foreman for that ranch or something. And he said, oh, that's, you don't know who that is? I said, no. He said, oh, that's Pastor so-and-so. And I like to have dropped my teeth. He was the pastor of one of the, would have been the largest church in that town, which was a large town. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I was just like, I cannot believe. And I thought, Lord, you know, you, myself hearing something like that, my first impression was it was a total fraud. Was like, can this man even be saved and talk like that? But the other thing is maybe it was somebody that just let their temper get a hold of them. I think there's more to it than that. Just still personally, it's like, wow, belonging to God, there's a responsibility as a Christian. You know, when we really love God, we want to obey God and we want our lives to line up with that. But things like that, even if we're out in public, and if somebody sees us throw a fit at in a restaurant, at a waitress, or anything like that, you know, people are watching, and it's going to affect, particularly if they know you're a Christian or that you're supposed, you know, that you profess to be a Christian, it's going to affect how people view Christians. There are so many now that think of Christians as total hypocrites. And a lot of it has been because the body of Christ has been their own worst enemy. But just as that song said, that we want to be the moon, that we're shining for God, we're reflecting his light, that not only for our own health and our own benefit, but for those around us, that we begin to watch how we, one, watch how we speak, watch how we act, watch how we think, because it all starts with how we think. Fear starts with how we think. Anger starts with how we think. You know, your thoughts then lead to the way you act and your reactions, and it has a snowball effect. But we have a responsibility where our emotions are concerned in going back to the Word of God and seeing how the Lord was, seeing what the Lord has said. And if we have a place in our life that we're really struggling, you know, whether it's fear, whether it's anger, whether it's jealousy. I had a friend one time, and she is a dear Christian lady, and she told me, she was very honest one time. She said, I have a problem with coveting. And she was actually, I don't know if I would call her wealthy, but I would call her at least somewhat wealthy, you know, very well-to-do, I would say that. Lacked for nothing, had so much more than many, wonderful, beautiful home, beautiful place. But it was something that she fought with, and she was very honest about saying it. But God, he said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. When we belong to the Lord, he has given us everything we need to walk in freedom, and that's just part of it. Freedom in our thoughts, freedom in our emotions is all part of the freedom. And we want to be free indeed, don't we? We want to be free in every way. And we certainly want to be a shining representation of Christ in the earth. We want to please God.
and not bring any shame to the Lord's name in any way, to be honest, to be meek, to be lowly, to be kind. All those things are the wonderful attributes of Christ. All right. Well, I'm going to play another song, write down the rest of these numbers, and then we'll take callers.
There is a Savior for the sinner. He is my friend and my forgiver. There is new mercy that flows like rivers. It washes me. It washes me.
Jesus is Lord. Amen. Well, Lord, I thank you for each and every one tonight. And Lord, I just ask, Lord, that hearts would be mended, Lord, that you would bring wisdom and understanding to your people, Lord, to all of us, Lord, that you would help us see the path that you have us to walk, Lord, that you would quicken our hearts to hear your voice, Lord, that we'd be quick to obey. And Lord, we just say, change us, Lord. Change us, Lord, and help us to walk according to your light and according to your will and your path, which is always a wonderful path. Lord, I thank you for breakthrough and for provision and for healing for each and every one. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, my first caller is 205-531. How's Miss Julia May tonight?
Just fine.
Good. Good, girl. You sound good. All right. Anything special going on you want to talk about tonight, or you wanted to share, and you just want prayer tonight?
Just prayer tonight. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Julia May. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the life that she is. Father, I thank you, Lord, for using her, Lord, to be a light that shines for others. And, Lord, that you are enlarging the light. Julia May, I just say, like, God, increasing the light, increasing the light, his light to you. His light, his understanding to you. I see, God, you know, we give you, I know I give you a lot of words, and I'm sure others do too, about what you do in the lives of others.
Mm-hmm.
But this is about what God is doing with you, what God is extending to you,
mm-hmm.
his light to you to enlarge your understanding. It's like I see the light of God shining around your face or shining to you. And your understanding,
mm-hmm.
it's like I see you starting to be wide-eyed, you know.
Okay.
You know, we ever been sightseeing, and, you know, and you'll come around the corner, and there'll be something just when, you know, we're just wide-eyed, like, wow. But I see God,
mm-hmm.
like, increasing the light that opens up your understanding to a greater level. And I see you just standing
mm-hmm.
there, like, wide-eyed because of the revelation that God
mm-hmm.
is going to bring to you. That's really going to answer some questions. It's going to, I just sense it answering some questions that you have
mm-hmm.
had, and it bringing an understanding that's going to bring
mm-hmm.
you even a greater level of peace.
Okay.
But it also being something that you will be able to share with others,
mm-hmm.
that you will be able to, even in Bible lessons or however, you know, your little groups that you have that
mm-hmm.
you're able to share with others. But I just see like a new level. And I don't know if this is something you have prayed for, something that's been a heart's desire of yours, for
mm-hmm.
a greater level of revelation and understanding. But I see it bringing you great joy.
Mm-hmm.
I see it bringing a new level of joy to your life and a wonder. The expression I see on your face is like that of a child of wonder. You know, like a kid on Christmas morning, they run out and
mm-hmm.
that look on their face, their eyes are wide, like Santa's been here. Well, I see you the same way as the light of God shining on your face, like that wide-eyed wonder and awe of God. And it answering your questions, many questions that you have,
uh-huh.
it bring a level of revelation to you, but it also being something that you're going to be able to share with others. And it may be bit by bit. It may be,
uh-huh.
you know, there's been times the Lord has just done ticker tape downloads with me to where I have received things, you know, visions,
uh-huh.
dreams, things like that. There's been other times that it has been a bit of a time, been a little at a time. But
uh-huh.
I just sense like an encounter with the Lord that's going to be a new revelation, a greater revelation and a greater
uh-huh.
level there that's going to really bring you great joy and just the awe of the Lord there. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
God is good.
Oh, yes, he is.
Well, girl, you got any prayer requests in particular or
no,
testimony you want to give tonight?
No, just praise the Lord, all is well, and just continue to pray for you and my sister, brother in Christ, that we get close to him and understanding and revelation and wisdom. Mm-hmm.
Amen. I come into total agreement with that.
Oh, yeah.
Good, good. All right. Well, girl, you have a great week, then. I'm glad I got to talk with you and visit with you. I don't think I've talked to you in a few weeks. And
I had to make it last week. And then the week before, I think you might have been off. Yeah.
We were out of town before that. But hopefully, y'all won't get the bad weather. I think we had some ice today. not real bad. I think we've got some more coming in the next couple of days. So for anybody that's out and about, hope everybody be safe the next few days till the warm weather comes back.
Yeah, we probably get a lot of rain this week. So, you know, it's flooded a lot here in Alabama, so we got to watch out for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've had quite a bit of rain, but not flooding type rain, so thank goodness. Well, be careful, girl, and God bless you.
You
have a wonderful week, sweetie.
Okay, you too. God bless you. Mm-hmm.
All right, 240-482. I believe this is Valerie.
It sure is. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I sound a little bit stuffy, but I'm just fine. But it's good to hear from you. Thank you for calling in and for waiting.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. All right, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Valerie. Valerie, I immediately sense like your tenacity that God is so pleased with how you have held on. Of how that you've stood the test. You have stood up and you've stood the test. And there's been times that you have really had to hold yourself back from reacting in bad ways because you had plenty of opportunity to do that. I would dare to even say tone it. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that Valerie has held her course. Lord, she has stood, Lord, at times even in the midst of tears. Lord, she has stood and kept her integrity, Lord, and has inquired of you. And Lord, even though the enemy has literally taunted her, and of course the enemy uses people, Lord, that she has trusted in you and she has leaned upon you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have the last say. The word does say, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And Lord, we don't ever wish bad things on anybody. Never, ever, ever. The Lord says he wishes that all, the desires that all come to the Lord, that all come to the knowledge of Christ, that none perish. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that your love for Valerie, Lord, and your protection of her, Lord, that you are a jealous God. And Lord, you take care of your kids. You know, I've heard people tell me many times, say God doesn't like people being ugly to his kids. And you know, what the enemy has stolen, he has to repay seven times. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for restoring things that have been lost to Valerie. Lord, even many times it can even be emotional things. It can be a feeling of self-worth, a feeling of shame. It can be just the loss even of, to me, the loss of time and the laughter and the good times that we maybe spent years in anger or years in worry and years in frustration. You know, those are years that are lost in that sense that were not spent in quality, what I call quality life. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you restore the years that the cankerworm has eaten. And, Lord, that you are our defender and you are our shield. And, Father, I thank you, Lord. I just sense like the Lord smiling upon you, like his pleasure, you know, being pleased with how you have reacted in so many things. Father, I thank you, Lord, even for a new path for Valerie. I know, Valerie, I have felt many times that there was going to be a new path, a new beginning for you. And once, in some sense, it may not be in like every sense of your life, but that a fresh start in some ways in your life. And I keep sensing God's hand on your middle child. It's like, I don't remember names or anything like that, but it's like I keep sensing like God's hand on that one in the middle. So I would say, and I know you pray for your kids, but I would say keep praying for them. I just sense like the wooing of God. I sense like that fatherly part of the Lord embracing him. Not a bad thing, but like that fatherly protection, that fatherly love, that fatherly embrace for that little. And Father, so I just thank you for Valerie, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for defending her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for no weapon formed against her can prosper, but every tongue that rises against her in judgment, she shall condemn, and that is her inheritance in the Lord. And I just sense to say it's not over yet, that God does have the last say. But yet I also sense a moving on to brighter things for you. I don't know. I just get a strong sense of maybe some things from the past being being wrapped up, but being wrapped up in God's way. Maybe things brought to light. I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure what all entails, but like the hand of God, the hand of God involved in some things there. But Lord, I just thank you for Valerie, and Lord, I just speak a blessing over her. Lord, I speak a future and a hope and the joy of the Lord. And Lord, days of refreshing. Lord, I speak that over her life, days of refreshing. And Lord, the residue of the past, the residue of hard times, of angry times, of betrayal and all of those things, the residue of all of the yucky stuff, good East Texas term, from the past, Lord, begin to blow off and be washed away. And Lord, that it will not cling to her anymore. Father, that she be able to have a release from that stuff. Lord, that she can move forward and it not occupy her mind. Lord, that it not occupy her time.
Yes.
Or her concerns, even where her kids are concerned, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for the Father's love, the Father God's love for her kids, and Lord, embracing them and loving on them. And Lord, just your hedge of protection around them, God. And Lord, continuing to enlighten their minds and their hearts to truth, the truth of God, the truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned my middle son, because, or my middle child, who is my youngest son. He is, you know, like he's a gentle person, but he's, you know, I think he's just got anger issues and things that he's dealing with, and you know. I don't really know what to do. And, you know, his dad isn't present like he could be. And, you know, I'm often concerned about what impact that has on him, on all of the kids, but particularly him. And, so when you were saying, you know, like a fatherly love, I was just like, that's so what he needs, you know, that, and I just, you know, I'm not saying his dad doesn't love him. I'm definitely not saying that, but just in terms of having someone present and around and engaged, he's really missing that, you know? And so, that's encouraging to hear.
You know, sometimes they can feel anger. I think in some of it, feeling victimized, you know, at the situation that they've had to go through, that they can feel angry that they had those things in their life to have to deal with. That can be a lot for kids to process. It can be a lot for adults to process. But
I was about to say, I feel the same way.
Yeah, for sure.
That's definitely can be difficult. So,
yeah, this sense, you know, I have said before that God's hand is just like Holy Spirit just hovering around him, just kind of encircling him. God's so very aware of him in your prayers for him. Okay, go ahead.
Amen. Oh, I just, you know, everything that you were saying, it's really, you know, it's like moving on to that next step. I feel, you know, so ready to just move on from the last 6 years of what feels like torture a little bit. Not torture, that's an exaggeration, but, you know, just challenge after challenge or difficulty after difficulty, and, you know, just almost feeling, you know, sometimes asking myself, when will I see brighter days, or, you know, when will things be different? And so I'm just thankful for what the Lord is doing. I mean, I definitely do see him moving in the midst of my situation.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks.
I've seen that before, almost like tentacles trying to cling, you know, and just that desire to be free. I mean, that's in all of our hearts. We just want to be free, free to love God and free to live a good life and unencumbered, and particularly from unpleasant things of the past and other people's issues, you know, other people's issues try to cling to us and just hold us back. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, girl,
yes,
is there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about?
Yes. Just for work and my ability to focus and concentrate. That's kind of like my standard prayer. It just continues to be a struggle for me to, you know, focus and get work done. And I'm just trying to get caught up. I'm trying to be, you know, trying to focus on the things that I have to do. And so just that the Lord would help me on the job. You know, I want to do a good job. I don't want to do a bad job. It's just a challenge.
Yeah. Well, Lord, I thank you, Father, that Lord, and again, I say, Lord, your word says that whom the Son set free is free indeed. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just freeing Valerie's mind from distracting thoughts. And Lord, word that she would feel pulled here and there and here and yonder in her, that she will be able, Lord, just to have a freshness blown over her mind from you, that she can focus, Lord, on her job and the things that she needs to think of at that time, Lord, that when she's at work and needing to do work, Lord, that she's able to just push everything else out of the way, Lord, that you would help her in that, and help her, Lord, that she can do a good job and be a good employee and be a valuable employee, Lord, that's well thought of and highly valued. But Lord, that the things that try to invade her mind and be on her heart, Lord, that you just help her, Lord, in just setting those things aside. Even as the word talks about casting down imaginations and thoughts, Lord, that she's able just to have a clear mind. Lord, that you just help her in that way. Father, just blow up on her mind, blow up on her heart, Lord, that all cares and concerns, Lord, that she'll be able to cast her care upon you, because you care for her. And Lord, wake each morning with just a new, fresh outlook, a new, fresh energy and encouragement and expectation for good days ahead and good things for her, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for that newness of life, that newness of expectation, that new perspective, God, and stepping into all the new. Lord, both feet, all completely, not 1 foot one way and 1 foot on the other side. Lord, to be able to just step completely into the new, Lord, in a total release from every encumbrance from the past, and that's behind her. Lord, that as you open new doors, that those doors of the past, those things that are no longer a part of her life, Lord, that those doors would close behind her. and that she'd be able to just move forward and move on with all the good things you have for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Jeannie. God bless you, and I pray that pray for healing for you and your voice and, you know, all of that.
No, thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it. Well, you have a great week, hon, and I will talk to you.
You too. Okay, take care.
Got a drink right quick. All righty, right here, 402-214. How is Miss Sharon tonight?
Hi, Jeannie. Yes, it's Sharon.
Hey, girl.
Buddy old pal. Yeah. Hi.
You doing
just
all right tonight?
What?
Are you doing all right tonight?
Not really, but that's all right. You know? I've been kind of sick. You know, and when you get sick, you get kind of emotional.
Yeah, I was trying to say it sounded like you were breaking up just a little bit. But, well, let's pray for you, sweetie. Let's pray for you. Father,
thanks.
I thank you for sharing. And, Lord, I just speak the healing word of God over here, Lord, that by your stripes she was healed. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for sending your healing word. Lord, your word says you sent your word and healed them. And, Father, so we just speak the word of God over Sharon, Lord, that by your stripes she was healed. Lord, that you bore her pain and her sorrows. Lord, that even her mindset would be towards healing. Her mindset would be towards this will pass quickly and I will be feeling good and be happy and be able to go about the things that I've got to do. That this will not hold me back, it will not hold me down. And Lord, I just speak a release from all pain and discomfort. Lord, that she be able to sleep sweetly. Lord, that sweet sleep belongs to the children of God. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for just lifting her heart, God, for even, Lord, just bringing laughter to her. Lord, bringing things her way. Television programs, just whatever, conversations with others, Lord, things that will bring laughter to her mouth, laughter to her heart, because the word says, laughter doeth good like a medicine. It helps our bodies when we laugh, when we truly, and I mean the belly laugh, it releases good things in our body and allows us to help bring healing, Lord, and I speak peace over Sharon, Lord. That she'll not worry, she'll not be concerned, Lord, that she'll take this time to let her mind be at rest in peace, Lord, that she'll not be worrying about other people. Sometimes when our bodies are needing to recoup, it's not the time to be worried about other people and what's going on in their lives. Sometimes we just need to sit on the couch or lay on the couch and drink hot tea and just let our bodies be at rest. Let our minds be at rest. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for your care for Sharon and your love for Sharon, Lord, for your embrace of love for her. Lord, she has grown so much. She's grown so much. Lord, you have done so much in her life and brought such revelation and understanding to her, Lord. And, Lord, you're not even close to being finished. You've got so much more for her. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for health and good times. And Lord, for understanding, Lord, even helping her understand the reason that she feels the way she does at times. Lord, sometimes it can be very eye-opening that we, you know, we try to understand other people, but it's a great, great help to our lives when we can understand ourselves better. Understand why, what's going on with ourselves, what's triggering things, or just understanding why we feel the way we do about certain things. You know, just like the little story I told last week about, you know, at one time I couldn't see myself in Father God's lap. And then, you know, recall the story as a little child of Dad saying, get off of me, you know, push me off his lap. And I think that there was definitely a connection between that. But see, God healed that. And it helped me. Sometimes it helps us to understand why we feel the way we do. If there's things that have gone on in our life that have left a mark that affect the way we think. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for just comforting Sharon, Lord, and bringing healing to her. Lord, bringing laughter her way. And, Father, even some new connections for her, Lord, that would be a blessing to her life. Lord, sometimes we need that fresh flow. We need a fresh flow from the Lord. That's almost a tongue twister. But we need some fresh relationships, some fresh friendships that just bring in a newness and some new interests and new people to talk to. And it can be so fun and so exciting to have some new relationships, some new input, something different than what we have been around or have known for maybe years. So, Lord, I just speak a blessing over Sharon. I speak healing over Sharon. And I speak encouragement and refreshing over her in Jesus' name. Amen. You still there?
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I was thinking about what you just said and kind of praying. When you were saying about new relationships, new bringing that into my life, I don't know. I just, one of those situations I just have to give to God. I can't
so
figure anything out.
Just these friendships, that doesn't necessarily mean intimate relationships. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I don't have, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
And it would be good. So maybe that's what he will do. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just tired.
Being under the weather, being a little sick can do that too. You know, we're a little under the weather. It can make us feel tired, and because it does, because our bodies are needing to heal. So
yeah, and you know, you get tired of being tired. You get tired of being sick.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
girl. But I appreciate your prayers so much, honey. Thank you.
No, you're welcome, sweetie. Well, I just continue to pray for you for healing and for encouragement and good things for ahead for you, sweetie.
Thank you, Jen. Whatever your name is, Jen.
All right.
Three different names, and they were all guys. Oh, that's terrible. I just called you guys' names. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, Jean's not really a guy's name. I mean, there's a lot of girls called Jean.
No, I know. But, you know, my son, that was his second middle name, Jean.
Huh. It's one of those.
I named
goes
him. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I named him Jared Kenneth Jean.
Yep.
That was his name. So, mm-hmm. Okay, honey. You have a good night. Good week.
You too, sweetie. All right. Good night.
Thank you.
All righty here. Wait a minute. I lost my place. Okay, there we are. All right, 334-590. Oh, I believe this is Jayla.
Yes, it is.
Hey, sweetie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm all right. I'm a little stuffed up. Not bad, though. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel bad at all, to be honest. I feel just fine.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for waiting. Let's pray for you, girl. Father, I thank you for Jayla. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've given her such a strong heart. Lord, you've given Jayla a brave heart. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that not everyone has always handled her heart with kindness. That some have. I just sense, Jayla, and everybody goes through heartbreak, I know that, but I noticed that some have not been so kind to your heart. But God has given you such a strength in your heart, and he's helped you along the way. He's helped you, and he's encouraged you. And he has continued, it's like I can see the Lord has continued to, like, as you would focus on the situation around you, whatever it was at that time, that God would keep turning your face. It's like I see he would keep turning your face towards him. Look at me, look at me, look at me. And keep reminding you of how much he loves you and that he is with you. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for promoting Jayla, Lord, for even advancing her, Lord, that when others might try to pull her down or might try to betray her, or Lord, where others might even speak evil of her, you know, sometimes others are trying to tear us down when we're when we've done nothing, when we're totally innocent. But, you know, sometimes God has a way of when others bring attacks of elevating us. As the word elevating us in the midst of it says, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies.
Oh,
that they see you succeeding in living a good life and being blessed by God and having abundance in your life in the presence of your enemies. You know, and sometimes we can get in turmoil trying to understand why people do what they do. And many times we never will. We don't always. And sometimes we just won't ever know. I've encountered that a lot. You know, there's some things that God opened up to me, and I was able to understand things that went on in other people's lives that helped me. And it does help to to have compassion towards people that are not kind if we understand things that have gone on in their life that is, you know, part of the reason the way they are. But there's other people we don't ever know, you know, and we just have to let it go and just move on. And I think you've had to do that a lot in your life, that you've had to just let things go and move on and just keep moving with God. And it's just very important that we not get bitter, that we not get into accusation, any of that. Most of the time, to be honest, it doesn't even do much good to try to defend ourselves because you know, the enemy will try to pull us into stuff like that, of trying to defend ourselves. And it's just another way to occupy our time and occupy our emotions. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, that Jayla is free, Lord, that you have freedom for her, Lord. I thank you, Father, for just continuing to guard her heart and to help her, Lord, and to bless her in spite of the things that go on around her, and bless her in spite of. God blesses us in spite of ourselves many, many times. He has me. You know, I'll flub up and mess up and make mistakes and get ahead of God or get behind God or whatever, and he blesses us despite ourselves. But he'll absolutely bless us regardless of what other people say or do, regardless of those situations going on around us. And, Father, I just speak that word over, that scripture over Jayla, that you prepare a table before us, before her, in the presence of her enemies, Lord. And, God, that in the midst of all of it, she's not going to look at her enemies and go, ha-ha or aha. She's going to say, thank you, Jesus, and she's going to give you the glory in all of it, Lord. She's going to continue to keep her face turned towards you and say, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And many times the compassion we have towards others is the very thing that, and there is a scripture behind that. I'd have to look it back up to remember exactly the wording in it, but many times the compassion we have towards those that have tried to do us evil is the very thing that, like, burns their head, so to speak. I wish I could remember exactly how that scripture goes right this second. But for our part, it just continues to bring glory to God. So, Father, I just thank you for Jayla. I thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in her life, Lord, that there be a complete healing in her heart, that there would be no scars, no permanent wounding or anything in her heart. Lord, that just a continual thanksgiving to God, a continual expectation of blessing. And Lord, the ones that we can bless, we do, but we just sometimes we just move on. We just move on. We bless them and move on. There are times we have to shake the dust from our feet and we just move on to those that receive us. But Lord, we speak a blessing to the ones behind us. And Lord, just thank you for working the way that only you can. We can't change other people, but we can certainly pray for them and continue to move on with God. So Father, I just speak a blessing over Jayla. And thank you, Lord, for all that you've poured into her life and have yet to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I see
that. Wow. Very timely, because I've been dealing with like a lot of stuff with my family and things of that nature, and just it's always been like well, I'm not gonna say always, but like since my mom passed away years back, it's just been like just a weird space within my family, and I've been having to like distance myself, and it really hurts me because like I love them so much, but you know.
Yeah.
I can't really be around a lot of the toxic behaviors,
right,
and things that they possess, and it's just, it hurts pretty bad, like the things that they say to me and, you know, stuff like that. So, wow.
Family can be hard. I mean, I totally understand, honey. I mean, I'm basically in the same place there. I totally understand. You know, family, you love them, but they can be some of the most some of the hardest to deal with, and people have choices to make. I mean, they have choices to make in the way they act and what they believe too. So, but I understand, sweetie.
Yeah.
Been there, done that a whole lot, and it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But God is with you. Our part is just to keep trusting God and keep walking with God, and not let something become such a distraction that it stops us, you know, or hinders us. And just let God keep healing your heart and just keep focused on him. And just like as I saw the Lord, keep turning your face towards him and turning your face towards him and turning your face towards him. Just keep looking to the Lord, sweetie.
Amen. Amen.
Well,
thank
you.
Was
there
so
anything
so much
else you want to pray about, hon?
Not tonight, no.
Okie dokie.
We appreciate that so much.
Well, you're most welcome, sweetie. You're most welcome. Well, you have a blessed week, and I will talk to you again.
Okay, thank you, and same to you. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Get a little drink again. Hi, 870-415. I think this is Shavonda.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
How are you, sweetie?
Can you hear? Oh, good. I thought you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, no, I can hear you. It's not breaking up anything right now. Considering weather, surprising it's such a good connection, but it is. Was anything on your heart or anything you were wanting to share tonight, hon?
No, I just kind of been enjoying the whole program, listening, and just relating. I don't have a specific prayer, though. I mean, just however God leads you to pray.
All right. We can do that. Father, I thank you for Shavonda, Lord, and I thank you, Father, that, Lord, that you've got her. Shavonda, I sense a new journey for you, a new journey in Christ. It may be in the physical too, but I really sense a new journey. God taking you, it's like starting a journey. Maybe you've already started, but Father, thank you, Lord, for a new journey, new road, new levels. I just see like you starting on a new journey with the Lord. And God beginning to open things up. I just sense like your heart being hungry and open to the Lord. And God, I just sense the pleasure of God in you in wanting to answer your questions and answer your prayers and wanting to show you things of God and revelations of God and understanding. I see it as like a bright, fun, interesting adventure with the Lord and God taking you places. I think some of it's going to be literal places that God is going to take you and connections that God's going to have with you, even people that would mentor you in some ways. Some may just be friends, people that you would trust and that would love you, people that would love you as a friend and pray with you and show you things. And it's just like a bright, beautiful new journey that God is taking you on. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Shavonda's heart to learn, her heart to understand, Lord, her heart for the inquiring, Lord, of the greater things of God and the mysteries of God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for a trust that is growing, a trust in God that's a growing trust. Lord, as she sees your faithfulness, Lord, as she sees your personal concern for her life, your personal interest in her life, Lord, that she has discovered, excuse me, that she has discovered to a greater level and greater degree, Lord, that you are such an intimate, personal God, that you have plans for her personally, plans for her future, plans that you're so aware of her her friendships, her connections, the things that are on her mind, the things that are on her heart. It's like I sense, Siobhan, that, and I don't know if you're prone to dreams, it's like I sense the Lord either already or beginning to speak to you in dreams. And that's a journey of its own. It's a wonderful journey. The Lord has worked with me in dreams most of my life, and I went through, there were periods of time that I absolutely knew it was God. There were other times that I didn't always recognize it was God, and as I really delved into that, even began to read some books on dream interpretation, like James Gall, Barbie Breathitt. Some of those are really good. Ira Milligan has one, I think. Barbie Breathitt has some really good stuff on it, but I began to recognize God speaking to me through dreams, and it always thrilled my heart, honestly, because God would give me warnings in dreams. He would also explain to me sometimes what was going on or what was going to happen in dreams, and it gives us a visual that you're really able to it's easier to remember. And I tried to write things down when I know it's from the Lord. I try to write it down. But those images that are pictures are really easy to me, are easier to remember sometimes than words, you know. And I try to keep things recorded and things like that. But it's, you know, when you have a visual, it's like a story. And there is a lot of symbolism in it. But I just love how God can speak to us and encourage us in dreams like that. But like I said, I don't know if you're prone to dreams or if you're already dreaming at times, but I sense the Lord beginning, whether he already has already started or is going to beginning to communicate with you in dreams more and showing you things in dreams. And it's a wonderful thing. So you'll want to be sure and write those things down so that you can keep them. So, because some things, and it's true for everybody, I think, some things you may not understand it right then. Pray into it, but then the understanding may come later. There's been dreams I've had that I was like, okay, I don't know what all this means, but then when that event happened, I would realize that was exactly what God was showing me. And I would totally understand it later and be like, oh my gosh, that's what God was saying, you know. So don't be concerned if you don't always understand them right then. Some dreams you will, some dreams you won't until it all comes to pass. But it's such a help. It is such a help. And it's just so amazing to me always how God can speak to us in dreams and give us dreams and just communicate with us in that way. So, Father, I just thank you for Shavonda, Lord, and just enlightenment in her life. And Lord, just pleasure in her in seeking and finding. Lord, as yours is, those that knock and it shall be opened, seek and you shall find. Lord, I just bless her in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. And God bless you, Miss, because more than a few times we use that term deja vu, but it's not that. I think a few different occasions you said about the dreams and like the friendship or like just, you know, being.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit, sweetie. I don't know if you're walking around, but if you're breaking up some.
Can you hear me now?
Right this second, I can.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm gonna keep speaking all of it. I mean, I'm gonna keep believing all of it until everything comes to pass, because apparently God keeps showing you these things. And it's not so much about the reputation. It's just the fact of the matter is that I do desire to have more of a, I'm not going to say more of a connection with God, but more of a understanding of the things that, yeah, basically through the dreams or my surroundings, because it's like I've been one of those people that it's hard for me to have friends. Like I'll have associates where I've given all I can give, and I'm like, I don't got nothing left, God. I can't have them. I need the right one.
Right.
So, yeah, I just, whenever I, this time around, I don't want them just to have them, and I don't want to just be connected to people just to be connected either.
Right.
It has to be a much meaner, deeper meaning, because I pretty much done, I'm going to say some of it is me, where I have such a big heart that I've given too much of my energy away in that aspect, but then there's the other part of it where I needed to learn the lesson too, so, because a lot of it makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah, you know, there's a big difference in a God connection and just a people connection. Those God connections, and I will say I've had God connections that I knew they were God connections, and sometimes they were for a period of time, for a certain assignment, and then once that assignment was fulfilled, it didn't always continue to be a friendship there or a close friendship, but sometimes they didn't continue to be a friendship at all, but it was for a certain purpose. So God connections can work, and they can work in a lot of different ways. You know, thank God for the ones that become lasting friendships and mentors and people that we just treasure for years. But other times a God connection can be for a particular assignment. God will cross paths. His assignment will be fulfilled, and then he moves us right on.
Yes.
It's just all whatever God's plan is or what God was doing. So, all right. Well, sweetie,
thank
is there
you so much.
Yeah, is there anything in particular you want to pray about while I got you?
No, ma'am. You prayed as God led you to do so. And God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you too, hon. All right. You have a great week.
You too.
All right, 251-229. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sarah calling from Alabama. How are you?
Hi, Sarah. How are you, hon?
Hey.
Write you down. Your number wasn't there earlier, and then it popped up in there, so I had to write you down. All right. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sarah. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for that tenacity for holding on, Lord, that perseverance, I guess is the word I'm looking for, that perseverance, Lord, that she's had to grow in that area. Lord, she's had to keep hanging on at times, Lord, with situations. And I don't know what this is. And honestly, perseverance is just a part of life. But that I just sense that God is pleased with how you have persevered in situations. Father, I thank you, Lord, for even how Sarah has conducted herself. Lord, at times when, Sarah, I don't know what this is. I'm just seeing it as where that you have had opportunity times that you continue to persevere and you continue to show godliness. You continue to be kind, to be sweet in situations when you had opportunity that you really could have lowered the boom, so to speak, that you've continued to show forth, just as I was talking earlier, the meekness and the kindness and the forgiveness in situations in your life, but you just continued to be a child of God. You just continued to have that personality of Christ, that forgiveness, that meekness. And God is like the Lord pleased with your perseverance there. You know, that's like with Christ, that ability to endure. It said Christ learned obedience through the things he endured. And I just sense in your case as well, as with all of us, there are times that we get tried and tried and tried. Not that God is trying us, but just life. People, you know, people are people. And people can be difficult, but there are that you have been tried and tried, and that you've continued to be faithful to God. You've continued to put your best foot forward. You've continued to be understanding, to be patient, to be kind to people. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Sarah. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for rewarding her. Lord, those times that she continued to choose your way, she continued to choose the high road, so to speak. Lord, that she's continued to be faithful. She's continued, Lord, in the love of God. She's continued to extend the love of God. She's continued to react through the love of God. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for rewarding her and rewarding her openly, Lord, even for others to see, rewarding her openly. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for answering her prayers, Lord, that, Lord, even the cares and concerns and her dreams for, you have a child, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's like a thing. Anyhow, Lord, I thank you, Father. It was like I could sense like the love and your prayers and concerns over your child. And Father, thank you, Lord, for just hovering around this child, Lord, and for answering Sarah's prayers over this child, Lord. The Lord, and just bringing healing in every way and bringing encouragement to Sarah in every way. And Father, thank you, Lord, just for your love there. For your love and for your love for her as a mother and that child. Lord, for just that bond there. Sarah, I don't know if anything's going on with your child or anything like that. I just sense it's like I sense your care and your concern and your love towards that child and like God just honoring your prayers there, and God like the Spirit of the Lord just hovering around you and that child and in protection and just blessing, just the love of God surrounding that. You know, nothing, I'm not picking up anything in particular, but it's like in the spirit, it's like I could see you looking at your child and just your love and your prayers and your hopes and dreams for that child and just God's presence around all of that. So, Lord, thank you for Sarah, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for all you're doing in her life, Lord. Lord, I thank you for all you're doing, Lord, that your light, that you would just make an example through Sarah, Lord, that you'd make an example of your goodness in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I tell you, the Lord is so good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. The Lord is so good to use you, you know, because I have had concerns with my daughter and, you know, she wants to definitely pursue the medical field. She's, you know, wants to get in there and just give it her all. And I just pray for her not to lose hope, you know, lose it and say, well, this is a hard field, or, you know, where am I going with this? You know, because I first started off when I was going to attempt to go into nursing, because my mother was a nurse for 50 years. Wow. And so I said, well, I just want to see if I can do this nursing. And what happened with me was I worked for a nursing home, and I ended up getting real close to some a patient, and the patient didn't have anybody to come and see her. Her family was, you know, they were there, but not all the time, you know, on weekends. Wow. And so I got close to her, and when she passed away, it was just that emotion. You know, I just got too involved in it, and it took me a while to get over it. And my mom was like, are you sure this is where you want to go? Because you have to keep moving, and you're going to love them and everything, but you have to be strong.
Right.
You have to be strong. And so needless to say, that was my, you know, I went to another direction. I went into childcare, into customer service and things of that nature. But I'm just praying for my daughter tonight. I guess I'm going this way, that she doesn't lose sight of her dreams and aspirations of the nursing field or what the Lord has her to do in her studies, you know.
Wow.
And that he may lead and guide her with his salvation and her walk in Christ.
Absolutely. Well, let's pray for her. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for directing Sarah's daughter, Lord, and just encouraging her heart, Lord, giving her clarity. Lord, the nursing field has so many different aspects to that, even in that field. But, Lord, that you will help her to have laser focus and pinpoint, Lord, her in the exact direction, Lord, that she will stay encouraged. And, Lord, that your spirit will direct her heart into the exact place and the exact part of that field, Lord, that will just fit her like a glove. That will feel so natural and so easy, Lord, that when she slips into this place, that spot, it'd be like putting on a glove of saying, I was made for this. This is where I belong. And, Lord, just help her in her schooling and Lord, just and give her peace in all of this. Father, give her strength in all of it, Lord. But the main thing, Lord, is give her clarity. Give her really that direction and clarity. And, Lord, that she keep you always in the forefront of her goal. Lord, that her goals and her dreams always have you at the forefront, Lord. And knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that she can trust you. And, Lord, that you'll guide and direct her steps even as she maneuvers through life, different jobs, Lord, as you relocate us, we go from job to job sometimes, Lord, as you take us higher and put us in the place that we need to be at any particular time, Lord, that she'll have a testimony of God's goodness in her life and God's faithfulness, Lord, and be used by you wherever she goes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And woman of God, I really... Just you have the love of God on the inside of you too. And it's like you just give everything that you have, and God gives you the ability to give everything that you have when you're praying for others with meekness and humbleness. I mean, I can just feel it in your voice, and I'm just thankful for PGN because there's so many good people that, and prophets and everything, and prophetess that give their heart into the prayers.
Oh,
the words of the Lord.
Thank you so much. I'm thankful for it too. I've known Randy for 16 years now, I guess. Going on 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been mm-hmm. such a encouragement to me, and I love all of the other ones that are there too. I call into the programs from time to time just like y'all do, because I enjoy getting ministered to by them. I enjoy getting to visit with them, so. But I appreciate that so much, sweetie. You just don't know. But anyhow, you have a blessed week, hon, and good talking with you tonight.
Well, you do, friend. Okay, well, always. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome, sweetie.
Thank you.
All right, 817-894, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Glory from Texas.
Glory?
Glory.
Glory.
L-O-R-I,
yeah. Okay, L-O-R-I, let me write it down. All right, well, thank you for holding, Glory, and thank you for calling in. I don't know that I've ever talked to you before or not. It doesn't ring a bell. But,
I think we may.
Okay. Well, let me pray for you, Father. I thank you for Glory. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that that she is a woman, Lord, focused, Lord, that she is a woman. I just sense that you're someone that you're very direct in your life, that you a person that's focused in your life, a person that sets goals and achieves goals, that you're a person that I guess some would say like an A-type person, that you're a person that would be go-getter is not the right word. What's the word I'm looking for? That you're just, you're an assertive type person, that you're an assertive person, that you're a type that you set a goal, you move towards it. You've got things going on in your life that you're a person that you're able to just move forward. You know, that you're not one to sit on your hands and think, well, somebody tend to, that you're one that you accomplish. You set a goal, you accomplish things, that you move forward, that you're just, you're direct and you accomplish what you set to do. But Father, I just thank you for Glory, Father, that the strength that you have put in her life, Lord, that the giftings and the talents that you have put in her life. Lord, I also thank you, I just sense, I feel it, a great compassion in you, Glory, that you have a compassionate heart. I mean, I feel it in my chest. I can feel that. There's a great compassion in you, and that you have a great compassion for people that are hurting and people that are going through things. Really the heart of God there. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping Lori, that as she reaches out, Lord, to help others, even if it's just in prayer and encouragement, and Lord, at other times it may actually be physically doing things, helping monetarily or taking meals to people or whatever the case, Father, Lord, that she is your hand extended, Lord, and that you use her, Father, to bring encouragement to others, just as you have brought her encouragement. And Lord, even as others may look at Lori and see that strength within her and think, well, that's you though, you know, that's not me, that's you, and you've got this strength, and you've got this understanding, and you have that really sharp mind and that ability that some may think, well, they don't measure up, but you have that ability in you, Lori, to encourage others to see that they do measure up, they can accomplish what God has called them to, they can accomplish wonderful things in their life, because each and every person has gifting from God. Each and every person has talents, natural talents. God has put special stuff into every person. And I thank you, Lord, for Glory being able to be able to encourage people, to talk to people, and that she will be able to actually see those things and help pull those things to surface, to help people see their value. I guess that's what a lot of this is people not always seeing their value, that they might look at you and see value in you and say, yeah, but you've got it all together, or you've got talents, you've got this and that, and they might see all of this value in you but not be able to see value in themselves. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping Glory to identify, Lord, and help encourage other people of the value that they have value in God, value even in the natural of humanity, value of great things within them, Lord. Lord, and I thank you, Father, for the compassion that you've put within Lori. Lord, that her heart, Lord, fills your heart. And Lord, that she will not take on burdens. That's a different thing. Lord, you are the burden bearer. But Lord, that she will share your heart and she will let that light of God just shine, but not let it pull her down. Sometimes it can be a fine line in helping other people or encouraging other people and caring about other people and yet not taking on that burden to where it pulls us down, you know, so that we become discouraged. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping Lori find the balance in that, that she just continue to pour out your love and your goodness and your encouragement and helping other people to see their real value, Lord, that some people may even give up. They may think, I've tried and tried and I can't make it. And I keep messing up. I keep trying to do good and I keep messing up. Lord, that Lori's going to be able to encourage them and help them to see and find strength in God and find strength within themselves that even they don't know that they have because God puts it in there, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for just blessing Lori and blessing her life, Lord. Lord, for that sharp mind you've given her, that intuition. And that's not a word I very ever use hardly, but I just, it's like it just popped out of my mouth, that intuition, that understanding, that it's like a discernment. But it'll feel like an intuition of sometimes you know something. I sense this. I feel this. It's really the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. Maybe we call it intuition. But that being very strong within you. And Lord, I just speak a blessing over her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is so good, Janie. Oh. Every word of that speaks to me. Every word of it just so strongly. And I am a social worker and I'm a child of God and
Wow. So
I encounter a lot of people with so many different things going on, and I am my own self, a flawed person, it really speaks to everything that I just try to uplift them and I pray for them and the compassion part of, I always felt as a young child that was a gift that God gave me because I had it since I can remember, you know.
That's a good thing.
I thank God for it, you know, I do. And I just want to continue to be all that God wants me to be and that he's put into me to be. And you spoke to Jayla tonight and talked about that, you know, that he keeps his eyes, you know, her eyes, you know, focused towards him. And,
right.
You know, just that, just like that spoke to me. And I was just in tears, just like, yes, I think, you know, I totally understood that and how even when it gets really hard for me, how God is just like turning the focus towards me, you know? And I'm like, yes, Lord, that's what I have to do. Cause I mean, I can't myself, you know, fix anything but I know God can. I know God can.
Yeah.
There's nothing he cannot do.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I just thank you. Those words just really touched me.
Well, thank you. When I'm praying, you know, and ministering to you guys, most times I have no idea of anything. So it's always interesting, you know, afterwards to hear some things about you and all of that. So praise God. I mean, God knows what we need, and he knows where we're at. So God is so faithful,
yeah.
And he's so good.
Yes, yes. Yes, and God bless you.
Oh, thank you, hon. Well, is there any, I'm actually out of time, but is there anything else you were wanting to hear about while I've got you?
Just if we have time, just a real quick prayer for my mom and dad, who both have COVID. They're in their 80s, and it's been a rough go.
That's hard, yeah. Well, Lord, we just ask, Lord, for healing for Lori's mom and dad, Lord, and we just thank you, Father, for blessing them, Lord, with health, Lord, that you would just pour your spirit in, Lord, and bring a healing, Father, that every cell in their body, Lord, would just respond to the presence of God, to the Spirit of God, Lord, that all the infection would be washed out, Lord, that their immune system would be recharged and energized, Lord, that all the respiratory system, Lord, that any congestion, Lord, anything in their lungs, Lord, that you would just flush that stuff out of their body. Lord, that restoration and healing would come and would come quickly. Lord, bring strength to them. Lord, give them added strength. And Lord, help them to be able to rest and to sleep. Because when you're stopped up in this and that and all that kind of stuff, it's really hard to rest and to sleep and let our bodies heal. So Lord, we just speak over them that by your stripes they were healed. And Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace over them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Jamie.
You're more than welcome, girl. Well, thank you for holding and thank you for calling in. It was good talking with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Good night.
All right. Be blessed.
All right. Hi, I'm so sorry, y'all. I am completely out of time for tonight. I've got to log off so Randy can log on. I've got several callers left. It seems like there's never enough time to get to everybody. But just know that I love you. I thank you. I appreciate so much you calling in and waiting and just listening to the program and being a part of this. You guys are such a blessing. So God bless you. God keep you. If you really need prayer, just call back into Randy's program. He'll be on at 9 o'clock. In Jesus' name, good night.